I know there are people who just write all the time, letters and diaries, but I'm not aware of any compulsion. I never write letters, and if I can help it, I write the shortest emails possible. So it's not a great passion. If there's a certain story I have to tell, I get on with it, but I don't have a writing disease. But once I get started, though, then I can go on a bit.
There's a pleasure in having written, isn't there, Sarah?
Well, when it's going well, it's great. But when it's going badly, you'd do anything to avoid it.
I often think that absolutely anything in the room will do to distract me from writing. Television, reorganising your old filing system. I know a lot of people who go and sit in a completely bare room just because anything else is distracting.
When I was starting out, I used to listen to the advice that if you're a writer, you should write. You should do it every day. I felt guilty for a long time that I was failing at this. But I realised that when I did do it every day, the quality of the work actually went down.
I think there are probably people who may never set something down on paper, but who have a novelistic way of looking at life. I think you can tell when you're talking to them that there is that sympathy there.
I was certainly writing lots of things in my head before I ever set them down. And I have been since I was a child, perhaps because of being an only child and chattering away to myself all day.
But there is definitely such a thing as natural writers, who I think are always the best writers. There are people who just can't help telling lots of stories, who are inveterate liars. Though there are people who aren't natural writers who are very good.
I heard one novelist say that he spends all day writing and comes down at the end of the day and asks his wife, "How was your day, darling?" and thinks in his head, as if I could care less. That's one of the main traits of novelists, sadly. What Nabokov called a piece of ice in the heart.
Someone said to me, "The trouble with you is that you've got a splinter of heart in the ice." But I think novelists are just people who don't have an office life. They don't have a friend to go and have a sandwich with at 11 o'clock.
The weird thing about novelists is that they don't really have a lot to talk to each other about, apart from money. A lot of them are eaten up with envy.
But if you didn't want deep down to write a great novel, then you wouldn't sit down in the first place. I mean, no one ever sat down thinking, "I'll write quite a good novel."
Most novelists secretly believe that they're the best living novelist, that they write much better than anyone else. It's just that nobody knows it.
Another thing is that you spend 2 years in your room writing away, and then suddenly your work becomes a very public thing, and lots of people are writing about it. It's very strange. I was pleased that the reviews were kind, but I don't think it makes much difference to what you think of your book. And I've had a few stinker reviews as well. Although people try and hide them from me, I dig them out.
I'm snowblind before my own reviews. I can't tell if they're good, bad or indifferent. The very first was probably one of the most negative. Not even particularly negative, but I felt it hadn't really understood the book. It described it as aggressively postmodern. And while that sounded quite cool to me, I didn't think it was really me. Oddly, that coloured my reaction to a lot of the other reviews, and I felt for a while as though I was walking around with a big target tattooed on my chest.